This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
A bombshell from the DOJ. The Southern Poverty Law Center now facing a series of federal charges. The feds accused the nonprofit of secretly funneling millions in donations to leaders of hate groups that it swore to fight.
The SPLC was not dismantling these groups. It was instead manufacturing the extremism it purports to oppose by paying sources to stoke racial hatred.
This includes 6 counts of wire fraud, 4 counts of bank fraud, and 1 count of conspiracy to commit money laundering. Officials say more than $3 million went to members of groups like Unite the Right and even former KKK members. In a statement to Fox News Digital,
they were supporting the American Nazi Party, Lee.
While calling everybody else Nazis.
Christopher Rufo tweets this morning, and he's right. If these allegations are true, the Southern Poverty Law Center is likely to be the largest single funder of white nationalist extremism in the United States.
Yeah. The very thing that they claim that they're opposed to.
Texter writes, the supply of right-wing hate was so low that a left-wing anti-hate group had to subsidize it. Well, so it could then raise money to fight it.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And then you look at the details inside the indictment, which, by the way, a grand jury voted to indict. So this isn't something that the Department of Justice just baked up.
Yeah, it's not just merely an accusation. It
right.
is an indictment.
It is. And inside of it is a couple of incredible facts that one of the coordinators of the Charlottesville rally actually coordinated his racist messaging that he posted with the Southern Poverty Law Center. We don't know who this person is yet. And they even paid him and, catch this part, they also paid transportation costs to bring in people for the riot, or should we say fake riot, that resulted in 3 dead people. Wow.
Damn.
Can you imagine if a group on our side got caught funding this?
Oh,
we'd never hear the end of it. We would never hear the end of it. Now, this all syncs up very nicely because I remembered you and I talking about it. So I went back and pulled it because there was some really good reporting done on our side about who actually organized that rally. That famous rally, the Charlottesville rally, that was host to the Very Fine People hoax. Remember how the media spliced what Donald Trump said?
Yeah.
And Jake Tapper would later admit, no, he didn't actually say that. We just spliced it and faked it. Yeah. Well, the quote was as fake as the rally, apparently. Remember these people? Because at the time, we all thought this was very strange. The people organizing it, a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them, including the key guy, Jason Kessler, who pulled the permit for it, were Democrats. like right up until Trump took office. Then 5 minutes later discovered that they were actually right-wing racist, weirdly. Yeah. Before that, Jason Kessler was an Occupy Wall Street pro-anarchist socialist demonstrator who suddenly, I guess, fell what? I don't know, hit his head one day and decided he was a right-wing racist?
Yeah.
Weird, right?
Quite a transformation.
Yes. Proudly voted for Obama, posted that all over his social media. Until January of 2021. What month was that? That'd be the one where Trump took office. Weird, right?
Yeah.
Now, we don't know who the person was that they were paying. Want to bet it's Kessler?
Could be.
Could be. He wasn't the only one, by the way. There were multiple people that we profiled at the time, all of whom had been left-wing activists of one sort or another who all of a sudden took to organizing this thing. So, and look, we can't lose track of, you know, we're laughing about this today, but we're really, I think, in some ways really missing the point of all of this, like what the point of Charlottesville was, what the point of all this fake hate is, and that is to strip Trump voters of their basic civil rights. Because remember, the Biden regime justified the persecution of Trump voters using this, especially Charlottesville.
Right. Yeah.
And they had, you know, while we now know the Biden administration was secretly moving 700 to 1,000 unvetted Muslim men into the country from special interest countries, which means we can't vet them because their leadership is given over to terrorism. Remember, they used that welding equipment, sent the Border Patrol out there to permanently weld the door open at Lukesville. So they're cooperating with the Islamic Association for, Cooperation for Muslim Advancement, to bring in these, I forget their exact name, I'm sorry, blanking, I had it earlier, to bring in all these Muslim men, clearly the next generation of terrorists, weld the door open while rejiggering the entire Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, to focus on what? What Biden FBI Director Christopher Wray would say was the gravest threat to America, right-wing terror, particularly right-wing racist terror. So, Lee, this is all connected. This is why the Southern Poverty Law Center is doing this. Mm-hmm. Remember what they used that as justification for, because I remember, and y'all, a lot of times when I do these things, you remember stuff too that I forget, so text it to me. Using the justification of the scourge of right-wing terror, they censored us on social media, pressured banks to troll through our accounts, turn over to the Biden Treasury perfectly legal purchases by millions of people, including transactions for religious texts, Bibles, gun supplies, anti-Biden books, merchandise, T-shirts, anti-Kamala Harris books, merchandise, T-shirts, that get you on the list, or pro-Trump stuff. The FBI even showed up at people's homes. Remember that? Mm. Then the FBI infiltrated the most conservative and religious groups in the Catholic Church in the name of battling right-wing terror. They debanked us. They took our social media accounts by the thousands. They deleted our posts by the millions. And Lee, this week there was a major ruling in a lawsuit because there was a monopolistic cabal of advertisers and federally funded under Biden left-wing groups that were demonetizing conservatives under the theory that we were right-wing terrorists. Mm-hmm. That alone cost five outlets, Breitbart, Daily Caller, Federalist, and two others, $100 million in revenue. That was a federally funded USAID group pressuring advertisers to abandon us because, you know, we were living through the scourge of right-wing terror. All in aim of fighting racist right-wing terror funded by the Democrat Party via the Southern Poverty Law Center. See, I put it all together for you. Who are the fascists now? Now, they say that they were just trying to infiltrate these groups. They were just paying informants. Well, then why would you pay for the transportation of people to go to the Charlottesville rally then?
Yeah.
You only need an informant. You don't need an entire busload.
Yeah. An informant usually lets you know what's going on, doesn't participate in the activity.
Right.
Or at least encourage the activity and amplify it.
And there's a problem with it, too, because that excuse is not going to hold water. Here's Todd Pyro and Josh Ritter this morning, Fox News.
Can a private entity implant an informant in another private entity in order to gain information? Based upon my reading of the law, that's illegal. What say you, counselor?
Yeah, absolutely. You can go ahead and do it. And if you're doing it, you're committing fraud. And that's exactly what they were doing here. I don't know where they got this idea that this was somehow within their edict of what they're telling their contributors they were set out to do. But this is really wild stuff. I mean, that's exactly what it is. The way that you described it is that they were operating outside of the law by saying that they were developing informants.
They unfortunately also committed fraud in opening the bank accounts under fake names.
Yeah, that's where it really gets sticky.
Yeah. No, you don't get to do that. But we all know what they were really doing. They were astroturfing, just like they did the Russia collusion hoax. They were astroturfing hate to then use as the justification to turn all our intel apparatus on Trump voters. And they needed fake hate for the very real persecution that they did to us.
Further evidence that the Biden administration was weaponizing government to go after the political opposition.
Based on no hate, because there wasn't any. So that's where we are. And look, I guarantee you, we're going to find a couple of things. Jason Kessler will be the guy they were paying. Just wait for it. That's coming. It makes sense. That's why they had to send an Occupy Wall Street Obama supporter in there to run Unite the Right, to run Charlottesville. It was all astroturfed. And then we're going to finally that Southern Poverty Law Center is just one of the Democrat NGOs funding all of this. There will be others, and they're going to look for them now that this has happened. By the way, do you know this investigation actually started before this particular presidency? Biden unplugged it, and the Trump administration then plugged it back in. I don't know if Trump started in his first term or not. If his DOJ did, I'm not sure. They didn't say, but Biden paused it, his administration, and we put it back on. So. Very interesting. I can't. We need to keep digging. And this is going to get all the pajama sleuths looking at the funding now for all of this. And they should. They need to begin to go through all of this. Even the Proud Boys, and take a look at who's funding them. Because when you look at, you know, Enrique Tarrio and January 6th and all of that, the left went wild about, look at the Proud Boys. Look at them. They're racist, even though they're run by a guy who's half black, half Hispanic. Yeah. Doesn't count. And then it ended up, remember we found out that Enrique Tarrio wasn't real? The guy running the Proud Boys. I mean, he's an actual person, but he was also an FBI informant. See all this? I really think you're going to find even an FBI nexus here, too, with a lot of this to fake the hate so they could justify the crackdown. It's how you get to a totalitarian regime. Hitler would have loved it. Remind me of the work he did in Poland. These Democrats, they kill me, man. They kill me. What they say they're fighting is exactly what they are. And by the way, you know my favorite part of all of this is?
What's that?
They were funding the Nazi Party.
Oh, yeah.
All they do is tell us we're Nazis.
Yeah.
I guess they wanted to make sure the Nazi Party didn't go out of business. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, yeah. How would they justify taking away our Bill of Rights protections then?
Thinking about GLP-1s to help with weight loss? Go micro with Noom. You start off with a small dose of medication, then gradually increase as your body reacts. The Noom GLP-1 microdose program starts at $79 and is delivered to your door in 7 days. Start your microdose GLP-1 journey today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. Noom. Micro changes, big results. Initial 3-week subscription and 4 weeks of medication from $79 plus tax and $179 per month plus tax for 12-week subscription thereafter. Final pricing depends on program selection.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This, y'all, you're going to love this. You remember the part, oh, I don't know, a month and a half ago, where the very Nazi name sounding Keir Starmer, Prime Minister of the UK, did Iran a solid by telling America that it couldn't use its bases to attack Iran, most especially not Diego Garcia, you know, the base we use to protect the Brits, lame little rear ends, that one, that base. How did Iran repay Keir Starmer for that? Well, by aiming a long-range missile they swore they didn't have right at that base. But the prime minister, being a left-wing loon, was not dissuaded and doubled down on his efforts to help Iran, criticizing Trump for his aggression. And folks, most recently, but you're going to hear a lot more about this going forward. Our side completely missed this whole thing. You know that big Euroweenie meeting this weekend? The multinational one, 40 countries led by the UK and France. And they said, hey, yeah, as soon as it's safe, we're going to come out there and patrol the Strait of Hormuz, right? Well, do you remember the details of that? Because even then they were looking out for Iran. The details that they decided on in this stupid meeting of theirs was that only they would patrol and not America or Israel. Not only would we go home, according to Keir Starmer, remember this? But we would also end the blockade. This is what they voted to do. They voted that we will end the blockade. Under what? Their moral authority as 40 multinational countries.
The strait should be reopened immediately with no tolls and no restrictions.
What does he mean by that? Oh, we're not going to pop. We're not going to tolerate the Americans running, you know, having a blockade here. And America's not going to be part of the patrols. Oh, well, who will? Iran, of course. They're going to partner with Iran. Coordinate with them. What is this? This is the worldwide left. Democrats, I'm sure, were involved in this somewhere. Putting together a coalition of morality. America and Israel have to leave. We will take over after you guys do all the heavy lifting.
Along with France, the UK will lead a multinational mission to protect freedom of navigation as soon as conditions allow.
Yeah, as soon as it's safe. And they even announced, they've talked to Iran, they're going to partner with Iran to patrol the strait. Right? So, I mean, talk about doing a solid for Iran there, because, I mean, Iran's just already tried to blow up Diego Garcia, but UK didn't care. They're like, we didn't need that base anyway. So, after all of this, Keir Starmer in the UK siding with Iran, being totally chill about that little base blow up thing, and then declaring that Israel and America have to leave, have to end the blockade, and they're going to get let Iran in on the patrols, but not us. How, and this is a cautionary tale, folks, how does Iran repay the UK's left-wing leadership for its kindness?
Now returning to Operation Epic Fury, a third vessel has reportedly been attacked in the Strait of Hormuz after the UK said the Islamic Republic attacked a container ship earlier today and is suspected of firing on another one. This after U.S. Central Command.
Yeah, there were two. They opened fire on a UK flagship. Folks, the will to survive is not strong in these people. What does Iran learn? Well, you know, no matter how many you kill, we kill, you'll still stand up for us. You don't care if we kill you, which brings up France. France, along with China and Russia, has been voting at the UN to protect Iran, but most especially to protect the terror group Hezbollah, which, by the way, is also a designated terror group, not just here in America, but in France. Macron, nobody's gone further than Macron in partnership with Russia and China in the last 3 weeks to try to protect Hezbollah from Israel so that Hezbollah can go on killing Christians in Lebanon. How did they just repay Macron? Anybody notice? There's folks, this is cautionary tale 101 here. Oh, they opened fire on French troops, killing one and grievously injuring three more. But their parents could just bury them, screw them anyway. Hey, Macron's cool with it. He's still advocating for Hezbollah. Who's Hezbollah? Hezbollah is Iran's troops on the ground in Lebanon. So understand something. These people are just like Joe Biden. Joe Biden did this. I mean, we had Iranian proxies kill three of our troops in Jordan. I'm going to mention it every day for the rest of my life. And what did Joe Biden do? Unfroze billions more in the weeks after to, I guess, reward them. And Iran learned. The best thing they have going for them is the Uruinis and the Democrats. Don't take my word for it. No. John Fetterman, Senator John Fetterman, explained this. What is Iran trying to do? Wait it out. Who's helping them more than anyone? The Democrats.
I'm the only Democrat effectively left in Congress to support Epic Fury. It's almost as if, you know, we've forgotten on the Democratic side that the real enemy, the real threat, the real danger is Iran and its proxies too. Iran must be so excited by the American media and the Democratic parties the way they, it's like, as long as we can hang on for 60 days.
Yeah. Which is exactly the strategy. We'll have more on that coming up.
Your intelligence source tells Fox News that Iran is trying to wait out the United States, betting markets and energy prices will put pressure on President Trump and force a deal. But President Trump's former Iran envoy, Brian Hook, calls that a losing strategy.
President Trump has put the Iranians on defense.
Yeah, both things are true. Iran absolutely won this round. When you ghost J.D. Vance and President Trump at the negotiations, you just don't show up and he rewards you with an extension of the ceasefire. Okay. Last night, Donald Trump said, hey, we'll keep the extension until they can get a government together and put a plan together. Well, that means never. They're never going to do that. So we'll always have a ceasefire. Trump walked that back this morning and said that he'll let this go on a few more days. In other words, he's giving them, and I hoped he would do this, a deadline. Because we need to get on with it. And the clock's running down on both sides. It's running down on our side because the markets and the Democrats keep whipping up a furor over that. And then you've got people like Chris Murphy out there, Senator Chris Murphy, cheering on Iran. And yes, that's exactly what he was doing. He claimed he was being sarcastic. He's full of it. Folks, do you know who Senator Murphy is? This is just going to show you who these Democrats are. Do you know who he is? There was a minor scandal with him in 2020 because it came to light that in 2017... when Donald Trump was president, he was participating in backdoor negotiations as a member of Congress behind Trump's back, behind America's back, with the IRGC. That's who that guy is. Unbelievable. So do you really think, oh, he just really wants America to win? He does not want America to win. Not a thing. Not with him. So when he retweets, and by the way, I need to correct that. Yesterday, I actually fell a little bit of Iranian propaganda. When your humble host messes something up, she confesses. I checked it. I thought 10 ships had gotten through the blockade because that's what Grok told me. Shame on me for relying on Grok. It was wrong. Zero have gotten through. So I want to correct that. Yesterday, I said that. It's not true. But Chris Murphy retweeted that 28 ships had gotten through. It was fake. That's Iranian propaganda. U.S. sitting senator retweeting Iranian propaganda and then writes awesome. Yeah. So this is the guy that held secret meetings in Munich with the Iranian foreign minister conducting his own foreign policy when Trump was in office. Now, remember, there was a lot of this because John Kerry was going behind Trump's back. They were all saying the same thing. We knew what they were saying. I mean, because they told us. They were telling Iran, hey, wait it out. We'll help you build your nuke program. Go ahead and kill another round of people to stay in power. We're going to get you billions more. Don't negotiate with this Trump guy. So here's from the Federalist at the 2017 meeting. Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut and other Democrat senators had a secret meeting with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif during the Munich Security Conference last week. So this was in 2017. Such a meeting would mean that Murphy had done the type of secret coordination with the foreign leaders to potentially undermine the U.S. government that he accused Trump officials of doing as they prepared for Trump's administration. Remember Mike Flynn. So this is a guy who's part of the cabal that went behind Trump's back, told Iran to chill out, ignore Trump, we'll help you. Just hang on and we'll help you. So this idea that he would be on Trump's side now against Iran, no can do. It's not his history. It's not. But folks, Okay, I'll tell you what I'm going to do here. You know what we should do? It's time for another episode of Who in the Hell Did Democrats Let Into This Country? I know what censorship is like. I've lost 2 YouTube accounts, probably on my way to losing the 3rd for saying true things. The more true things I say in a show, the greater my risk goes up. I've got a strike right now. But who are the censors in America? Oh, you're going to love this. The censorship was so good in Iran, we imported their censors here and let them censor the right. Mishim Zamanbadi, welcomed by Barack Obama to America. He's the guy living in California who manages the Iran Prime Minister's X account. His daddy was the chief censor in Iran. Censorship there is even worse than it is here under Democrats because they kill you. But anyway, like daddy, like son, except he moved to California to do it. Now, like most Americans, to be able to afford California, you need a side gig. And you know what his was? Censoring conservatives. Among his gigs was something called Ad Fontes, a media analyst outlet helping produce reliability ratings for media outlets. Guess how that worked? All the lying liberal ones got a thumbs up from the chief censor of Iran, because of course they did. But the usuals like Breitbart, Daily Caller, the people doing real journalism like me, thumbs down. Thumbs down. He even produced a media bias chart that rated liberal outlets as more reliable than conservative ones. His name's Mishim Zamanbadi. He's the chief propagandist for Iran. And again, of course, lives in California. Okay, how bad is this, you ask? Well, the influential Journalism Institute, the Poynter Institute, praised his media bias organization, which, by the way, his ratings were used to direct ad dollars away from conservative outlets and to liberal outlets that supported Iran. With the influential Poynter Institute praising Ad Fontes as a fair and easy to understand media rating institute. Cornell University said the same thing. You should use the Iranian propagandist as a good option for news consumers to evaluate media bias. Ad Fontes also promises the corporations that use its ratings can get great business results. Folks, why has this guy not been frog marched to the airport? He's done. Get him out of here. What is he doing here? Who lets these people in? And folks, if Iran's right in the middle of this, you know who else was, of course. China. They're allies. They're allies. Folks, the partnership of the left in Iran is deep and wide, as I've said many times. Oh, by the way, you know what this guy was doing before he was a very, very, very amazing media censor here in America? By the way, he's not even a citizen and he's doing this. You know who he's working for before that? You're going to love this. Something called Hamshari. He was one of their editors. You remember them? The guys who held a Holocaust denial cartoon contest in 2006. Yeah, where they picked the most anti-Semitic cartoons. So I'm sure that, you know, Cornell and Poynter and all the mainstream media folks thought he was great. Anti-Semite, check the box, wants to kill us all. Cool, love him. And hates conservatives. This is who was censoring us. From California. Folks, this is the guy who, when the mainstream media, up till about 2 weeks ago, is quoting Iran's leadership, they're quoting him. He's writing the Twitter feed from California. This concludes another Who in the Hell Did Democrats Let Into This Country segment. Oh, and I didn't even get into the lady we caught at LAX, Shamin Mafi. Yeah. She lives in California, too, currently facing up to 20 years in prison, which is a good thing, for brokering more than 70.6 million in Iranian-made drones, bombs, bomb fuses, and assault weapons. I wonder how many Americans this one killed. Just living in California, living a good life. Because who'd want to live in the hellscape that's Iran? James Carville laying out What the Democrats plan to do, I guess this is the second installment. The first one, he said he was going to send Pete Hegseth, Donald Trump to The Hague for trials. I guess they'll be out of the way after the Trump term and Democrats will take over. And do what again? Says the dawn of the Democrat Party.
If the Democrats win the presidency in both houses of Congress, I think on day one, they should make Puerto Rico, D.C. a state, and they should expand the Supreme Court to 13. Eat our dust. They've done everything they could. That they held up the 2000 election. They stole it. They've stolen Supreme Court seats. They've gerrymandered everything that you can. And the only way to fight this is don't run on it. Don't talk about it. Just do it.
Now they're saying we stole election. Folks, remember Lee's rule, because this is a universal rule. It's always true. Whatever they accuse you of, they did. I just wish he said a little clearer which election we stole, because that means they stole it. Was that 2022 or 2020? Which one did you say? Because I know you guys stole 2020. Well, in all fairness, that was the Chinese and the Iranians working with you guys. But whatever. Okay, so make Puerto Rico a state. That's two Democrat senators. Make D.C. a state. That's two Democrat senators. And pack the Supreme Court. Why? You got to cheat because you don't have popular support. Pack the Supreme Court. Make it a legislature. It'll basically function like Ketanji Brown Jackson, who essentially votes as if she's a Democrat in Congress that doesn't care about legal precedent so bad that even the Democrat-wise Latina had to slap her down. Sotomayor, basically writing that her judicial rulings are whack. Listen to this guy. By the way, the worst part of that podcast didn't even make primetime. You know what else Carville said after he said F this, F that, and eat our dust? That the Democrats should reopen the Mexican border. And I'm glad he admitted that. That was helpful. Yeah, because you guys deliberately opened it the first time. It wasn't an accident or a whoopsie. It actually happened. Now, why they need 60 million more illegal immigrants, I can't say. They've got plenty for their amnesty now. But he's telling you what they're going to do. Folks, and again, that's their goal. They see what China has, and they want it very badly. A one-party system with everyone else in prison till nobody sticks their head up anymore. And what he just described there will go a long way toward that. But it's not going to happen. Now, I'm telling you, it's not going to happen. As long as they keep telling us who they are and terrifying the American people.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.